This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has been conferred the Order of Oman Award by the Sultan of Oman, Sultan Haitham bin Tariq, for his exceptional contribution to India-Oman ties and his visionary leadership during a ceremony at the Royal Palace in Muscat today. The conferment of the honour during the Prime Minister's visit to Oman, coinciding with the completion of 70 years of diplomatic relations between the two countries, imparted special significance to the occasion and to the strategic partnership. The Prime Minister has dedicated the honour to the age-old friendship between both the countries. Earlier, India and Oman marked a significant milestone in their bilateral economic relations by signing the Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement in the presence of the Sultan of Oman and the Prime Minister. Both the top leaders welcomed the signing of the agreement. Mr. Modi discussed strategic issues of mutual interest with him at the Royal Palace, where he was warmly received by the Sultan and accorded a ceremonial welcome. Both the leaders met in one-on-one and delegation-level formats. The Lok Sabha has passed the Vikasit Bharat Guarantee for Rozgar and Ajivika Mission Grameen Vikasit Bharat Ji Ram Ji Bill 2025. The legislation will replace the 20-year-old Mahatma Gandhi National Rural Employment Guarantee Act 2005. The new bill seeks to establish a rural development framework aligned with the national vision of Vikasit Bharat at 2047. Under the legislation, a statutory guarantee of 125 days of wage employment will be provided in every financial year to every rural household whose adult members volunteer to undertake unskilled manual work. Replying to the discussion on the bill, Union Rural Development Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan said, under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, the MG Narega scheme has been implemented in a proper and effective manner. Later, briefing media in New Delhi, the minister accused the opposition of undermining the integrity of democracy with their conduct in the Lok Sabha today.
Hamare pratipaksh ke mitron ne jo kaha humne dhyan se suna aur aaj mujhe jawab dena tha. Maine aagrah kiya ke main aapke ek ek prashn ka uttar dunga lekin mujhe suna jaye. Lekin jaisa amaryadit aacharan ka pradarshan hua, kagaj phaad ke uchhale gaye, aasandi ke samne tablon pe chadh gaye. क्या ये बापू जी के आदर्शों की हत्या नहीं है? अपनी बात कह लो और जब दूसरा बात कहे जवाब दे तो बोलने मत दो. क्या ये अनैतिक नहीं है? अमर्यादित नहीं है? मैं उनके इस कृत्य की घोर निंदा करता हूँ.
Meanwhile, the BJP has alleged that the Congress party is making a mockery of democracy by tearing papers in the parliament. BJP spokesperson Syed Zafar Islam said this while addressing a press conference in New Delhi. The Rajya Sabha has taken up the Sustainable Harnessing and Advancement of Nuclear Energy for Transforming India Bill 2025 for consideration and passing. The Lok Sabha passed this bill yesterday. It replaces the Atomic Energy Act 1962 and the Civil Liability for Nuclear Damage Act 2010. The legislation aimed at the development of nuclear energy and ionizing radiation for nuclear power generation for the welfare of the countrymen. The National Investigation Agency, NIA, has arrested another key accused in connection with last month's Delhi bomb blast case. NIA said Yasir Ahmed Dar, a resident of Shopian in Srinagar, Jammu and Kashmir, is the ninth accused to be arrested in the case. He was nabbed by an NIA team from Delhi. The anti-terror agency found him involved in the conspiracy behind the terrorist attack that killed 11 persons and injured several others in the Red Fort area. In Bangladesh, tensions flared in Rajshahi today after police stopped a protest march heading towards the office of the Assistant High Commissioner of India, triggering brief clashes between demonstrators and law enforcement personnel. Following the standoff, protesters staged a sit-in on a road around 100 yards from the diplomatic office, where they continued raising slogans and delivering speeches under heightened security. The Indian men's and women's teams clinched the 2025 Rollball World Cup titles in Dubai today. Both teams defeated reigning champions Kenya in two thrilling finals to be crowned the world champions. And with that, we end this news bulletin.